This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is also the next episode of 1911 University. In order to properly teach the university, of course, we have to have a professor, and that would be Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Are you managing the social media? I hear the social media behind you.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine messaged me this week, and he says, "Bro, do you still need people to come help you shoot guns?" And I says, "Yeah. I mean, yeah. Between Tad and I, we've shot 8,000 rounds in the last 3 weeks. Yes, Our hands could use a break."
Yeah. And? So do you have help coming?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure there'll be some help. I had a friend came down today, but we ended up talking about other things. His mother actually passed away on the same day that mine did, only later in the day. And so we were reminiscing, and then he decided to buy a new gun, so we did that.
Gotcha. So I've been now. I called Joe the other day, and I said, "Joe, you know, I have some. I'm looking for a holster for my WMG, my fat WMG C, that I would consider to be a real. It's going to take a beating, because if things do get sort of sideways, which, you know, if it does happen, I hope you and Eric and David and Brandon will come out of Nebraska and come help me fight where I'm going to be, because I know nobody's going to be bothering you guys, but I might need a little help. But called Joe looking for some sort of a Kydex holster to go with this fat WMG. And Joe got out there and just created a whole new thing on Facebook to try to help me out. Although I haven't seen anything happen with that just yet. I looked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of comments on there, actually.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go back and look at that then, shall I?
Yeah. So that's our custom Chambers Custom Owners group. If you own a gun or have a gun on order, we put you in that group. And we update it every couple of months just from new people or whatever. But I started a thread on there for you because I know there's some guys like Joseph London and some others that are out there, Scott Craig, who they have holsters that they're carrying their fat WMGs or their knife fighters in. So they, one of those guys has 5 or 6 holsters.
Right.
So they know better than me. You know, I mean, the Tentacore options are coming out. We're finishing up the testing, and he's doing some mods and stuff yet. But those are coming out soon enough. But for people that want them now, there'll be a list of stuff for you to choose from on there.
I kind of like that idea. Maybe there should be, like, at SHOT Show, if we have SHOT Show this year, maybe instead of having a booth, there should be the Chambers Custom Owners Lounge. And we, you know, as part of the perks of the lounge, you'll allow them to drink whatever they bring, eat whatever they bring, sit on whatever they bring. You can put it right beside the radio booth. We can have it right beside the radio booth if you want to.
There you go.
Yeah. The Chambers Custom Lounge coming to SHOT Show 2021, if we have one.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to happen with that. I really don't. Although I do think, And I'd be interested to know your opinion on this. Now, I think this Antifa thing, I think they have developed a real taste for this. They keep wanting to have another chop, chaz, chud, whatever they call that, all over the country. You know, they try to do one in front of the White House, and that got kicked back. But I think this is going to keep going on through November.
Trump was like, yeah. I love it, man. I just love it.
What I don't like about what happens with these things is then you have all of these generals that we all used to, like Mad Dog Mattis, we also used to think that this was Patton, right? He was Patton. And he's just a deep state guy. And they're all out there talking bad about him, but he's out there and like, you know, he's saying, well, you know, if I have to use the military, I'll use the military. Some of these guys forgot that he's the commander in chief and they're out there and they're just generals.
Mm-hmm.
Does that bug you when you see those generals talking about him?
I get a kick out of all these yucca fucks that go, I'm not doing what he says. Well, then you won't be in the armed forces very long.
Nope.
Because last time I remember, the president is the head of all military in the country. The end.
You never see a general getting signed on by a network as a expert if he's been relieved of command.
No.
Unless he's Stanley McChrystal and he's against AR-15s.
Right. Well, now, I tell you, I'm glad to see that Flynn got off.
Yeah, well,
sorry excuse for a prosecution that was. Now they just need to get the Raven 23 guys out of jail. That's an atrocity in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Chaz thing is cracking me up because, you know, now the Seattle mayor, she's like, oh, we're gonna get rid of the Chaz zone. Yeah, you know, and her excuse was, well, we had people shot this weekend. Now, you know what the real excuse is? This week, 2 days ago, before she made her announcement, a $1.5 billion company announced that they are leaving Seattle effective July 1st to move to Phoenix.
Yep.
And they're talking about a occupancy rate in downtown Seattle in 40-story office buildings by October of 20%. Now, the reason she's shutting Chaz down is because every major corporation, every major business, every major taxable income maker is leaving. Because they're like, this is nuts. We can't go to work on Monday. We're out. I love it.
Here's the thing that about that though. If you go back and look at Seattle, Seattle's been headed this way a long time.
Oh yeah,
they've been heading this way a long time. Yeah, I mean with the Summer of Love mayor, she's been out there and like the cops will get out there and say, you know, we'd really like to enforce that. They arrest people left, right, and center in Seattle, or they did before. Chud, what is it? Whatever it's called. They did before that, and then they take them in there, and sometimes those guys get out, get booked, and get let loose right away. Yep. Somebody did a study of 100 people that were being arrested in Seattle, just in Seattle, right? Out of that 100 people, those 100 people committed 3,600 crimes. Out of those 100 people, 100% of them were homeless. Out of those 100 people, 100% of them were drug abusers. And out of those 100 people, half of them have been actually examined and found to have mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just out there. They're just out there being left to themselves. And, it becomes a game for them. Like, I'm going to rob you and see if the cops catch me. Because if they catch me, they're just going to let me go. They're just going to let me go. And, I mean, that's not law and order. But, they've been hit this way for quite some time.
You saw the black dude that punched the 91-year-old lady the other day?
Yes, I did.
Did you see his rap sheet?
I think he's been arrested over 100 times himself, right?
Over 100 times.
And he's just a kid. He's like 30-something years old. I'll tell you what, let's talk about this on the other side. We're coming up on the first break. ChambersCustom.com. This is where you would go, and that's where you start the journey to become a Chambers gun owner, and then you could come and hang out with Joe and I at SHOT Show 21 if they have it in the owner's lounge, and we'll have at least one chair, at least one. But Joe will probably be sitting in it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. A piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Do you want to continue what we were talking about or move on?
Man. I'm not going to say what I was going to say because I don't want us to get fined.
Well, we wouldn't get fined, but, you know, next week when we're talking, we'd be talking to ourselves and the producer would be listening and no one else. So I do appreciate that part.
This is what I will say on the topic. You know, yesterday, President Donald J. Trump, who is still your president, if you're listening on this radio station, he finally decided to call up the U.S. Marshals Service to help protect statues across this country and make it punishable with up to 10 years in prison, federal prison, if you mess with a statue.
Right.
And, you know, I think this is a good thing. Here's the deal. You don't like the statue? I get it. Don't look at it. That's it. The other people that like the statue, that's our tax dollars. Right? Leave our stuff alone. Stop tearing down monuments. That's what communists do. And this is not a communist country. And so, you know, kudos to President Trump for doing something that many of us who support and like him have said, hey, we're tired of this. This needs to stop. Don't make us step up to the line and start guarding our own statues. Please do something. Kudos to him for hearing us. And I know a bunch of us have written him notes and emails and letters and whatnot. Kudos to him for actually stepping up and doing what the Republicans in Congress and Senate refuse to do because they're a bunch of turds and going, you know what? Yeah, enough with this. No more tearing down statues. The end. You know, ain't nobody tearing down no Lenin statue in Seattle.
You know, the thing about this is when they're tearing down the Confederate generals, you know, they're tearing down some guys that would have been great generals in the United States Army if it hadn't been for the Civil War. They fought on the side of where they lived. The other thing is they're tearing down the statues of Democrats when they do that. Well, and then when they're tearing down a Lincoln statue or something, they're tearing down the statue of a guy who, you know, led the way for emancipation.
Most people don't even know that Robert E. Lee and almost all of the generals on the Confederacy side all went to West Point. They all knew each other. They all fought in the battle of you know, the battle against the Mexicans, the Indian Wars. They all fought together. They knew each other. They were friends. Robert E. Lee, if you read his words about choosing to be a Confederate general, it was not an easy choice for him,
right?
At all. He was offered the head of the Union Army, and he chose to go with his kinfolk instead. That wasn't an easy choice for him.
Right.
So, you want to condemn these guys, but the reality of it is they were following their moral conscience, what they thought was right.
Which very few people do nowadays. If I'm not mistaken, the land that the Arlington National Cemetery sits on used to be part of his farm.
Yes.
Or his estate. So... I wonder if they'll start toppling those over. If they start going after veteran stuff, that's going to be bad. We won't have to do nothing. The bikers will take care of those guys.
Maybe.
I don't know. The Harley guys are not too. They don't seem to be too much afraid of too much. They always show up somewhere doing something. And I'm not talking about motorcycle gangs. I'm talking about the veterans groups and the other groups that go around. They used to. They've always been active in this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of the church, but it was that church where they called everybody bad names and everything and told everybody they were going to hell and everything, and they were glad that your loved one was dead. Remember that church? I don't remember what it was, but the bikers used to show up and, you know, get in the way of them. Everywhere they would be showing up, the bikers would show up. So.
Well, the straw that broke my back was when this nut job comes out and he says... images of Jesus Christ in churches need to come down because that's racist.
You're talking about Shaun White, the white black guy?
Sean King, the white black
Sean
guy.
King, yeah, Sean,
guy is.
I always get that messed up. I always confuse him with the snowboard guy. Sean King, yeah. The white black guy?
Yeah, the white black guy. I'm dark.
That politically incorrect for me to call him that?
Yeah, exactly. He come out and said that, and I'm like, my dad and I were talking about his theologian from way back, like a serious studied scholar and theologian. And he goes, wait a second. Last time I checked, Jesus was a Jew, and that Jews are Caucasians. So what's wrong with this?
You know, the other day he actually got something right because he was saying the places where all of this police brutality and all of this crime that's happening is in Democratic strongholds, and we voted these people in.
Yep.
And I was sitting back going, did he like fall and bang his head or something, or is he having one of those cathartic moments, or is it just that the clock, a broken clock is always right twice a day? What do we got going on here?
And he's a nut. That's what it is. There's a whole bunch of them out there in society too. Nuts.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean,
I watched some footage the other night, Bill, from the D.C. riots after they stopped them from tearing down Andrew Jackson's statue. And, watching these guys and gals scream and yell at cops, call them names, call them racial slurs, which is really funny. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny because of the situation we're in. You condemn racism, yet you're going to stand out there and call cops racist slurs. I don't quite understand that, but okay. So I'm watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, this is what I'm thinking to myself. 50 years ago, even 45 to 50 years ago, you were the people that would have been in a mental institution. The only reason you're not there now is because, well, we closed state-funded mental institutions.
Yep.
But 50 years ago, many of these individuals would have been committed to a mental institution because they're crazy. They're crazy as a road lizard.
Yeah.
You're just like, what in the world are you talking about?
You know, and the thing, they're yelling at all these cops that they say are all violent and everything, and those guys are just taking it. They're better men than me. They are absolutely better people than me. Men and women, they are all better than me. I mean,
it would be Baton Friday every day if I was one of those cops. I'm sorry. That's why I'm not a cop. I couldn't do it. I couldn't put up with it.
It would look like I was a percussionist with thick sticks. Anyway, yep. you hang on for me. We're getting ready to head to the next break. You can go to chamberscustom.com. Also find him on Facebook and Instagram. That's a good way to keep up with what they've got going on, seeing their latest build, seeing what's going out. All that other fine stuff that's part of Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment, we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House is debating a sweeping police reform bill. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the Democratic police reform bill will hurt Americans.
this concept. Most insane public policy proposal I have ever heard. And I've been in politics a few years. This will make our communities, certainly will make our communities less safe.
A vote is expected Thursday on that bill. Vice President Mike Pence is in Ohio speaking at Lordstown Motors. Pence says coronavirus testing in America continues to increase.
We're actually testing more than 500,000 Americans every single day, and we'll soon have tested 30 million Americans all across this country. We met the moment. We met the moment with American innovation.
President Trump in Wisconsin taking part in a Fox News town hall tonight. This is USA Radio News. A top Senate committee is wanting more information on UFOs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issuing the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have said a program like that existed but was ended in 2012. The intelligence panel has directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days.
According to a new report, the IRS paid out $1.4 billion in stimulus money to just over 1 million dead people. The deceased filed taxes in either 2018 or 2019 and automatically received the payments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Joe Chambers in 1911 University. Hey, I meant to tell you that you know how you've always wanted to do a stream with a bunch of multi-camera setups and everything? I can do that now.
Cool. When are you coming to Nebraska?
Well, I mean, there would have to be some, you know, some amenities involved in that, you know, coming to Nebraska and everything. Like, I'd probably need $1 million in cash, my own car, and the letter M stricken from the English language. Something like that. I need something like that. No, but I can stream with a multi-camera setup now. I tried to do it earlier today to stream the show. And one of the cameras, which now I get to, as soon as the show is over, I get to call, thankfully they're on the West Coast, and I get to call their tech support and say, why did this camera do this?
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. But we could do it, Joe. You and me, we could get Eric out there, and he could be beating on things with a hammer and everything, and I could have one camera on him, and every time, you know, every time we run out of things to say, we just hit that switch and put the camera on Eric and let him beat on things with a hammer.
That'd be fun.
Now, are you still going to be able to do the training that you were going to teach the aspiring gunsmiths at the ranch? Is that still going to happen, or did that get canceled?
Right now it's on. I think Heidi said there's about five more days for the rest of the spots to fill up.
Right.
If they don't fill up, then we'll reschedule it for probably next spring. We'll just have to see what the schedule is. But I don't know how many spots are filled right now. That's a question for Heidi, because I have been I've spent the last couple of days working with Tad here at the shop, getting regulators ready to blue. And he blew three today. He's going to blue four more on Monday. Now, I don't know. Maybe he might blue the other seven on Monday. Who knows? Or Tuesday. But we've been trying to get those batches of regulators out, so I haven't been paying attention to the calendar too much.
So how many regulators would I be looking at if I was standing there right now side by side in the white, I think you call them, before they're blued? How many would I be looking at? I mean, that would have to be an awesome sight just to watch. Look at that.
And we've got this. We sent two up yesterday to DLC, and we have another.
Are you in a bad spot in the building because you're breaking up on me there? And I want to hear how awesome this is, huh?
Let me reposition the phone. Is that better?
Oh, that's much more gooder.
Good. I think we have 13 here.
Wow.
Two of them are blued. Well, five of them are now blued, and the other. Seven of them would be blued early next week. So what I'm doing is I was going to ship out a couple this week, and I thought, nah, you know what would be really cool is to have a picture with a big spread of regulators. All
yes, that would be great. Yeah. That'll be an Instagram moment.
Yeah, an Instagram moment. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, they shoot really good. They shoot just like laser beams. Like I said, Tad and I, you figure 400 rounds a gun before bluing times 13 guns. That's what we shot last week.
Wow. That's 5,200 rounds, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of bullets going downrange. Plus, you now, do you have a new range to shoot at? I saw you pushing dirt or digging berms or something at one point.
Yeah, we put up a new berm this spring. It's pretty nice. And so if the rain will ever quit, we can actually mow a little bit. We'll see. It was supposed to not rain last night, but it did, so that's the way it goes. But I tell you what, the gun that David and I just wrapped up, he built, I helped him with, is pretty cool. He'll be blowing it next week. It's a WMG Commander. It's a WMG T tactical model with a light rail Commander. It's 9mm with a threaded barrel for suppressor, and we shot it yesterday, and it was impressive. It's got an RDSM plate on it with a dot and all that jazz. It's pretty awesome.
You know, I've got two pistols that have threaded barrels on them, and I have no suppressors. I have no intention of ever getting a suppressor. The aesthetic of a threaded barrel, I like it as far as it sort of looks sort of mean in the old silhouette when you're sticking that out in front of you, except they haven't figured out yet how to put a thread protector cap on there that will stay on there. I mean, just moving the gun around, it comes loose. Quite irritating for me, let me tell you.
Actually, that's not true.
Oh.
I have some. I can send you a couple if you need them, if they're half 28. Silencer Co., years ago, they made some threaded barrel caps, and they have a little O-ring at the front of them so it bottoms out. So you tighten them down, and the little O-ring squishes down and keeps the thread protector tight on the barrel.
Ah, okay. Well, I mean, the only one I have that I need to remedy is the SIG P320 TAC Ops. I have it's like a carry size gun, but it has a threaded barrel on it. And I was going to trade for a regular barrel, but the guy that I was going to trade with, he backed out at the last minute, and so I still have it. And you know, if I even think about carrying the gun, just think about it, it comes loose.
Yeah, you need one of those Silencer Co. Thread protectors with the O-ring in it.
I may agree with you on that one. We'll have to talk about that. Maybe that could be part of the benefit package in addition to the $1 million in cash in the car. And letter M, and I could get an O-ring. That could be cool, too. So, we got a couple of minutes here. With the with the whole, I know a lot of these AR-15 companies are starting to come up against the wall because there's, I believe the AR-15 cratered market is solved now. Is that going to affect your Knights Armament project you got going on?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, the Knights Armament project is, you know, it's really kind of a cut above. First of all, if you're buying a Knights Armament rifle, an AR, either the SR-15 or the SR-10, SR-25, you're not buying a Palmetto State. I mean, that's not your price point if you're looking at Knights Armament.
Right.
It's kind of like me. I was looking at, excuse me, I was looking at 338 Lapuas this last week. I'm going to buy one. And I looked real close at the Savage rifles. They're nice. And then I was reminded by a friend that Sako makes a tactical 338 Lapua. And I looked at it and I was like, yes, that's me. They're not even in the same league, you know, and so that's kind of how I look at ARs. There are some good ARs out there. There are some budget ARs out there that are good. Knights Armament is not a budget AR at all. You know, it is.
No.
If you buy a Knights Armament, you're buying that specifically for a myriad of reasons. And so I don't think that's going to affect anything for us. Because the set's going to be so incredibly cool, it won't matter.
I noticed when you go to Knights Armament's website, they don't have any prices listed when you look at a particular gun. I guess if you have to ask, you should move on to the next website.
No, I think more to the point is you go through a distributor or a dealer of Knights products, and that's where you get the price at. You know,
coming up,
and they have matte pricing, so...
We're coming up on this break. We'll be right back talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Line coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How many people are coming to you now and beginning to really think about getting your gun as a duty gun? How many people are going to start carrying this that are professionals?
Oh, we're seeing an uptick in that, certainly. As more jurisdictions are allowing the freedom to their officers to carry 2011 style guns, they're able to gravitate in this direction. Obviously, we're limited by the number of guns that we can produce the way I want to produce them. But yeah, I would say there's certainly been an uptick in that.
Well, I mean, there's no, when it comes to, if you have to shoot at somebody, I would think you would want the most accurate thing you can find, simply from a liability standpoint. I could see where they would be coming to you. Now, when you say the way you want to produce them, is that ever going to change? Can you ever see a day when that changes? I mean, you're about where you want to be, isn't it, aren't you?
Yeah, not as long as I'm alive.
Right.
I mean, I just have a standard, you know, that I want to uphold, and it's kind of a benchmark, if you will, of how we want to build guns.
Sure.
And I'm not willing to compromise that, even though I've had people ask me, you know, you could build them faster, or, you know, you could build them cheaper if you didn't use these parts. I'm like, yeah, no. You know, I built this business on the idea of quality first and timeline second, basically.
Right.
And, you know, fortunately, with the addition of Eric and Brandon and David now, we're able to boost production and timelines and keep the same quality. We actually, just today, Heidi announced 10 more spots for fat WMGs or WMGs for this fall.
Wow.
Because of David. And I don't know, I think we have like 6 or 7 of them already taken. Yeah. Well, all right then. So,
Well, I mean, it just tells. Although at some point, you know, like our buddy Carl at Exodus Holsters, right? He does his brand, but he also does some other stuff. Might there ever be a time when you would be looking there and saying, okay, well, I might have a different division of Chambers Custom where we would make semi-custom guns? Or would that be cannibalizing your own clientele?
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Ever.
I don't think you should either. But
our motto is one gun, one gunsmith, however many hours it takes.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it takes the guy 30 hours, cool. If it takes him 80, that's fine. As long as when it comes across my bench for final inspection, I can, with confidence, put my initials on that barrel next to the builder's and go, yep, he did an excellent job, and this is a gun I'm proud to send out of the shop.
Yep.
And if it's not, then, well, he has to correct all the things that he has to correct to make it right. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. I still haven't had an issue with the WMGC. And even the issue that I had was because of the ammo. And it still fired them. It just didn't lock back the slide.
Yeah.
And since I changed to the 124 grain, I've had no issue.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy shooting it. Although I do sometimes, I enjoy it so much that I begin to, you know, abandon certain things like aiming, proper trigger control. I just get happy. Can't hip it. And this is the thing about the gun. Now, I know a lot of people out there, like when I used to have Chris Costa on the show, a lot of people would say, well, you know, Bill, you could give a high point to Chris Costa and he'd still do good with it. There's actually something to the whole mechanical advantage thing that we talk about in the ad and we've talked about here, where the gun is very forgiving as far as remaining accurate if you have really bad trigger manners like I do sometimes. I mean, you're still hitting the target. Is that what you found to be the case?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you have a gun that will hold sub inch and a half at 50 yards, you can make some mistakes at 25, 30, 40 yards and still hit the whatever reasonable size target you're aiming at.
Right.
I shoot V8s a lot at 25 yards, and if I don't shoot a 98 or a 99 or a 100, I know I screwed up because the gun is capable of shooting an X-ring group at 25 yards, whether I am or not. So, yeah, I think the whole idea of mechanical advantage, it's something that we have we've schooled people on now for the last couple of years with the Pro Series and the Fat WMGs now, and it is a real thing. Yes, you know, there's actually a review of a gun that Brandon built. It just popped up on YouTube today. One of our clients, he did a 10,000 round review on a WMG that he got from a secondhand. And, he says in the review, he says, I'll be honest with you, I've had four malfunctions in 10,000 rounds. They were all, when I first got the gun, I was trying out different ammos and whatnot. And he says, I don't even remember what they were. It doesn't matter because the last 5,000 rounds with no cleaning, I haven't had a malfunction. And, that's a pretty good track record. I would like to hear him say no malfunctions, but at least he's being honest, and he considers a malfunction a non-slide lock back, things of that nature as well, because he's a target shooter.
Right.
But it's nice to see, and this gentleman just won the Ohio State Championship. He's distinguished. He's a Marine Corps shooter. And it's nice to see that these guns are out there and actually being used to good effect. They're not just being kept in safes. People are actually wearing the bluing off of them by shooting them and carrying them and enjoying them for what they're intended to be used for, which is the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yep. Now, one thing I've never asked about these, have you tried the widest hollow points you can possibly find, and do they work in these guns? I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah, I'm currently in my 38 Super. I'm carrying the some hand loads, Sierra 115 grain jacketed hollow point, which is about as big as you can get.
Right.
I've shot the Sierra 230 grains. I've shot the old Spear 230 grain hollow points in 45, the flying ashtrays, and they all feed just fine.
Yeah.
The ones where you run into trouble is guys that want to shoot 10 millimeter and they want to shoot truncated cone bullets. Truncated cone bullets are very difficult to get to feed.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, the shape of the bullet and whatnot, but I don't find a problem with them. A lot of our clients are shooting Spear Lallman, which I believe is a gold dot. The 147 grain gold dots or 124 grain gold dots.
That's what I carry.
Gold dots. Yeah, the G2s, which I shot some G2s recently. The LEO G2s, they're super accurate, insanely accurate. But no issues with feeding in those guns at all.
I guess that would and this is the thing. If you're going to take the time to get the Chambers gun, go ahead and tell Joe, how many MBX magazines have you got to fit it and get those? Because you will appreciate that when you get them.
Yeah.
Trust me. Trust me on that one. The MBX magazines are very, they're very good. They're very solid. So I like them. Real quick before we run out of time, how do we find Chambers Custom?
You can check us out at chamberscustom.com. We have a number of other websites like fatphatwmg.com or workingmansgun.com if you want to learn more about those particular lines of guns. Obviously, you can like or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We have content that goes out daily. I do a lot of streaming videos from time to time on Instagram. So if you want to watch me live working on guns at night by myself, you can do that. So that's how you find us, though.
There you go. Go check that out. Joe, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you again, Bill. It's been an honor.
Yes, sir. The honor's been mine. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.